You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. What happens when you mix hip-hop and punk? The answer is the group Unlikely Heroes. After winning a music competition back in 2015, Oakland hip-hop artist Enon Gaines wanted to create a band that could match his energy. He met with musicians from different musical backgrounds, and the band was born. They're a mixture of hip-hop bars with melodies and riffs from punk. In this edition of Bay Area Beats, Enon talks about the challenges of combining the two genres.
My name is Enon, and I'm from Unlikely Heroes. The band started after I had won this contest through the LA Times. It's called Inspire Us. It was back in, I think, 2015. Yeah. What it takes to live a dream is all I breathe and hardly sleep. So often thought I'll fall into the dark of conscience. Start creating my invasion, alienating for the taking, and this won't die. And one day I was leaving the studio and I found out that I won the contest. So they allowed me to be able to come down and perform at the LA Times Festival on the USC campus. I was thinking, you know, I think it'd be a really cool idea to bring a band. It will never be the same. As opposed to just coming down and bringing a DJ and just being like a solo act, you know? And so I ended up meeting some individuals that linked me with one of my current bandmates, and that's kind of how we started. It's supposed to be just a kind of one-off thing, just to go down and perform and do a live thing, and that's it. But we ended up liking each other, so kind of made a commitment out of it, and now we're going on over 4 years now. Okay. So my influences, I really like Corinne Bailey Rae. I know it's not the type of music that I make, but I love her music. She's expressive and vulnerable. Maybe I've been pouring everything into this from a state of bliss. It turns to agony. As far as hip hop wise, I really enjoy J. Cole and Kid Cudi. They were really big in me growing up and listening to hip-hop, and these two artists are very vulnerable and in tune with themselves and just really willing to open up. And it wasn't about the flashy stuff, the money, cars, and all that stuff. It was really just about being speaking from the heart and, you know, dealing with the struggles and things like that. And life is a waiting game. As far as categorizing our music, I think Afropunk probably pretty much hits the nail on the head. The lyrics are very hip-hop driven. There's a sense of poetry, I feel like, in the lyrics that I write. Lyrics are like heavily metaphored, and I think they're pretty witty. I am your leader. I am your leader. Night falls, time crawls. On all fours, world tour. I do feel like hip-hop is storytelling, because that's exactly what I feel like I'm doing with the hip-hop, is telling a story, you know, painting a picture. And my lyrics sometimes can be a bit abstract, not as direct, but I think that's the beauty of it. And as far as the punk side, that's something that I think comes from the attitude. It's like ratchet and wild and stuff like that. It's just a collision of these two energies or art forms. So coming from a hip-hop background and making rock, it was a little challenging. Just because some of the tones and melodies I wasn't used to, like, rapping over or even singing over. Time aggression in a mind obsession in a line of message in a mind perception in a mild depression. It's such a different world. There's with all these different tones, and even having to adjust my vocal to accompany some of these high energy rock parts or punk parts that are in these songs. It was definitely a process of growth. I'll be rolling up on all this empty space when it all seems great. Out of all things fake, like a pause seems wait, like a parking break. As far as living in the Bay and being an influence, there are a lot of hip hop artists, a lot of punk artists, but I don't quite see the fusion too much that we do. We're kind of the black sheep of the San Francisco, like Bay Area music community, I would say, at least for like the indie rock community. We zoning out, stay zoning out, we zoning. Plans don't work, we advance for the cash, so ransom, back from the cell like a Samsung pay bill with go on. So for Tazzy, that's kind of an interesting song. We used to rehearse at a place in Vacaville, my old drummer's house, and he had a dog, a miniature schnauzer named Tazzy. Lethal weapons that target our city are nonchalant, do entendre, shit's bomb, huh? Who would have knew that our style's ringing alarm like banks say? The song actually talks about going out and creating a vibe and like a party and just trying to get people together and bring people out. The chorus is essentially like the home and the comfort, and the verse is the wild side. In the bridge, I say like, set the city ablaze. Means like heat it up and like get the party started, you know. What Tazzy relates to is a sense of home and comfort and peace, because when we go there, it was always like such a really good time, and Tazzy was like a big part of the process because she's such a cute dog. She'd come out, and you know, that was really something that created like the atmosphere, the environment for our creativity was that rehearsal space. The difference from first starting to now, I mean, we used to be a six-piece band. We're now a four-piece. We're dialing into the sound that suits us best, you know, just like it's like really like refining our style. You know, I feel like when we first started, we had something, but it just needed a little trim. Faithful handle and lead by an example of burning light night a candle panel of eternal anvil. I've been falling so long. Yet I think also like for me personally, I think I just got more comfortable with singing like in a rock vocal too. It takes some time and to learn and kind of learn like your range. Saying it better days on the horizon, fighting, I'ma bring the lightning on them. Only you can give me the glow, the one that's lighting the soul. I got the fire, don't you remember me? So as far as Next for Unlikely Heroes, I think we're just getting more comfortable with ourselves, and we've also built kind of a synergy. I feel like just hanging out on the regular, getting together at the house, having a movie night, creates some energy that like transitions or transfers to like on stage. Angel, that's my guardian, Harley Kent, Harley friends. Every night we party in the art we in. Saving grace for FaceTime and hate lines and late times. Reminded while enlightened, it's exciting, come and try it. Only you can give me the glow, the one that's lighting the soul. I got the fire, won't you remember me? Whoa, yeah. That was Inan Gaines from Unlikely Heroes. You can check him out at the Ivy Room next Thursday, July 25th. This edition of Bay Area Beats was produced by Porfirio Rangel. And if you subscribe to the Cross Currents podcast, you can hear more Bay Area Beats and all our stories. Go subscribe at your favorite podcast player. I don't see the nightmares in